Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This is Valentine's Day here in the U.S., so we've got a whole show of songs about love, kisses, sweethearts, roses, and romance. And we're going to get started right away with Scrappy Lambert, wondering why he's so romantic. Well, because it's Valentine's Day, of course.
Sparkle anew, brought me remarkable you, sweetheart. and romance, romance and rhythm, an inconceivable pair that gave our budding affair its start. Yes, yes. The stars gleam, the moonbeam, the sky seemed to smile, the breeze cried, the trees sighed. Please stay around a while. Rhythm and romance,
romance and rhythm, a combination so real, an invitation to steal your heart. Yeah. Of your eyes enchanted my heart, but will the magic of your love be granted my heart?
in a trance. Let me be heaven bound, dear. This is paradise found here. Sweetheart, this is romance.
Al Boley with Ray Noble's orchestra and This Is Romance. That was one of five issued sides Al recorded on November 9, 1933. This Is Romance was composed by Duke Vernon and Ed Heyman wrote the lyrics. Before that, it was Fats Waller and his Rhythm singing about rhythm and romance on August 20, 1935. We began that romantic set with Wally Edwards and his orchestra, a Sam Lennon pseudonym with vocalist Scrappy Lambert asking himself, "Why am I so romantic?" Why Am I So Romantic was written by Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby and is sung in the Marx Brothers Paramount picture Animal Crackers by Lillian Roth and Hal Thompson. That Harmony 78 was recorded August 8, 1930 and is from the soon-to-be-released Big Broadcast Volume 5 on Rivermont Records. I'm Glenn Robison and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. There's lots of kissing going on Valentine's Day, so this next segment is all about kissing. Here's Pat O'Malley with Jack Hilton and his orchestra.
My love and kisses, but it's only yours sincerely now. You used to write and tell me what a perfect romance this is, but you've had a change of heart somehow. I can read between the lines, this is the end. Once I was your sweetheart, now I'm just a friend, 'cause you used to sign your letters with all my love and kisses, but it's only yours sincerely now. Thank you.
rapture divine. When I wake at the break of the dawn, they are gone, and I pray all the day for the night to come on. With those sweet blisses, dream kisses from that dream girl of mine.
The Ipana Troubadour is a Sam Lennon band, so called because they were sponsored on radio by Ipana Toothpaste for the Smile of Beauty and Kitty's Kisses from June 10, 1926. I'm pretty sure that refers to kisses from a lovely lady named Kitty rather than from a feline. Anyway, before Kitty's Kisses, we had Gilded Kisses. The vocal trio there consisted of Leo Snub Mosley, Leroy Stuff Smith, and John Fielding, with Alfonso Trent in his orchestra. Gilded Kisses was written by Snub Mosley, who played trombone in the band. That recording is from a Jeanette 78 made in Richmond, Indiana on March 5, 1930, and was preceded by Bert Furman's dance orchestra, with Maurice Elwin providing the vocal on Dream Kisses. That's from May 7, 1928. Dream Kisses was written by Jack Yellen and M.K. Jerome. We began that osculatory set with Jack Hilton and his orchestra and Pat O'Malley singing With All My Love and Kisses on April 20, 1932. With All My Love and Kisses was written by Archie Gottler and Horatio Nichols. This is a special Valentine's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Sweetheart is a term of endearment you hear a lot around Valentine's Day, so here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about sweethearts, beginning with Cliff Edwards.
Dream sweet. In my dreams I hold you, my dream sweetheart, tenderly unfold you, while stars above are in the sky. You and I find a little bit of heaven. Dream, sweetheart, though you're with me only in dreams, sweetheart. Dawn will leave me lonely to hope and pray that you might come true someday. My dream, sweetheart.
I miss you, sweetie, I get that way. Then like the mockingbird, I have to say, sweetheart, we need each other. How I'm missing you. I'd rather spend my time just kissing you. Bees need the flowers, flowers the dew. We all need someone, honey, how I need you. Oh, sweetheart, we need each other.
Thank you. everything for my sweetheart. Love made the skies of blue, the morning dew, the sunbeam too, for my sweetheart. Love built a bungalow where roses grow, but we will go and never part. I know that I'm glad as I can be, love picked out a little girl like you for my sweetheart.
We begin that Sweetheart set with the Halfway House Dance Orchestra and Let Me Call You Sweetheart, recorded in New Orleans by a Columbia Field Recording Unit on September 25, 1925. The Halfway House was a supper club located about halfway between New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain, hence the name Halfway House. Let Me Call You Sweetheart was composed in 1910 by Leo Friedman with lyrics by Beth Slater Whitson. She wrote dozens of songs in the 19-aughts and teens and composed a number of tunes as well. But Let Me Call You Sweetheart is probably the only one remembered today. Next, it was Cliff Edwards with the Californians, which included Dick McDonough on guitar, and Dream Sweetheart from May 4, 1932. Next, it was Scrappy Lambert once again, and Sweetheart, We Need Each Other, this time credited as Burt Loren. Backing Scrappy on that Victor 78 from August 22, 1929, was Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra. Sweetheart, We Need Each Other was written by Harry Tierney and Joseph McCarthy. We finished up with Jay Whidden and his new Midnight Follies Band, and For My Sweetheart, written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. That was recorded November 9th, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. The heart is often a symbol representing love, so here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about matters of the heart, beginning with Isham Jones and his orchestra.
It's the romance in my heart, it's you. In the evening it's the starlight, in the starlight dreams so true. In my dreaming it's that feeling, in my heart it's you. All your tender kisses hold a thrill divine, and in all life's blisses it's a thought that you are mine. In the springtime it's the blossoms, in the fall that golden view. But forever and forever in my heart it's you.
Its silvery light above you. While there's a sun and moon, I'll never cease to love you. One night in summer, as the moonbeams kiss the roses, I'll sing my love song beneath your window. When I return to hold you in my arms forever, till then I'll keep you in my heart always.
heart on me and never learn to sigh. Give one little sign, say that you'll be mine, making dreams reality. What a place this world would be for me and you, just the happiest lovers on the avenue. Come, let's make a start, never more to part. Oh, honey, set your heart on me.
Billy Maron and his Commanders, with Rita Williams providing the vocal on Set Your Heart on Me from March 5, 1937. Before that, it was the Rhythmic Troubadours, a Stan Greening band, and I'll Keep You in My Heart Always, although you may have recognized the tune as Adios Muchachos. The vocalist on that May 14, 1931 recording was Tom Barrett. We began that Matters of the Heart set with Isham Jones and his orchestra, and In My Heart It's You from September 10, 1930. Roses, particularly red roses, are often associated with love, so here to finish up this special Valentine's Day edition of the show is A Gift of Musical Roses, beginning with the Green Brothers Novelty Band. Thank you.
cross the road is brought to you, the fragrance of your bloom, dear, is like a bud in June, dear, within your eyes of blue, I see the sparkling dew. I'm mighty glad the sunshine brought the roses, for the roses brought me you.
That I'm sold on you, girlfriend. So if you turn me loose, you'll only cook my goose. If I lose my hold on you, girlfriend, you'll hear the neighbors say, isn't he too young to be so gray? Don't let me get that way. You can make my life a bed of roses, or make it like a sour apple tree. Oh, I'll supply the little these and those's. Marry me. You can have me going to the devil, and with you what an angel I could be. So if you want to keep me on the level, marry me. My heart just pounds in rumble rhythm all the day through. It only goes back into waltz time when I'm with you. You can even have me rubbing noses with fish down at the bottom of the sea. Or you can make my life a bed of roses. Marry me.
We begin that floral set with the Green Brothers Novelty Band and Say It With a Red, Red Rose, composed by Jesse Greer, with lyrics, appropriately enough, by Billy Rose. That Edison recording is from June 17, 1927. Next, it was Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and I'm Bringing a Red, Red Rose. The vocalist on that December 7, 1928 Brunswick recording was Scrappy Lambert once again. That was followed by Henry Halstead and his orchestra with Craig Leach vocalizing on The Roses Brought Me You. That Victor recording is from May 12, 1926, after his residency from 1922 to 25 at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. Halsted was heard nightly on KGO Radio, and he played extended residencies at hotels and clubs in Los Angeles and Seattle until 1944, when he disbanded and became a booking agent. We finished up with Ben Selvin, identified on the label of that Columbia 78 as Mickey Alpert and his orchestra, and You Can Make My Life a Bed of Roses from March 8, 1932. You Can Make My Life a Bed of Roses was written by Lou Brown and Ray Henderson. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.